Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Sacramento Kings and the Milwaukee Bucks. Sacramento comes in with a record of 13-9, Milwaukee a record of 17-6, and of course everyone had this game circled on their calendar at the start of the year. Last 10 for the Kings, 7-3 on a three-game winning streak. Go figure. Milwaukee, same thing, 7-3 over that 10-game span. And on a two-game winning streak. Sacramento averaging the second most points in the NBA, 119.6, just behind the Celtics by about a point. And the Bucks right in the middle of the NBA, averaging 112.6 per contest. Defenses. Bucks shine here, allowing just 107.8 per game. A significant disparity here as the Kings allow on average 115.5. Looking at the turnovers, almost identical, 15.1 for Sacramento, 15 for Milwaukee. And shooting numbers, 46 per game is the shooting percentage for the Bucks. A little higher for the Kings at 49.3. Three-point shooting, 36.2 for the Kings, 35.1 for Milwaukee. Free throw percentage, 72.6 for Milwaukee, 79.5 for the Kings. So advantages across the board in shooting numbers for Sacramento here. Bench scoring as well, Sacramento has a significant advantage, 42.6 versus just 31.7. Although now with Chris Middleton back in the starting lineup, you expect Milwaukee to start having that number on their bench scoring go up a little bit as some guys slide back down in the rotation to make room for Middleton in the starting lineup. This is the first time these two teams have played this year. Sacramento and Milwaukee each last played on Monday. Both teams are healthy. Let's go, baby. This is one of the best games on the calendar today as far as a pick. I'm going to go with the defending champions. Oh, wait, they're not the defending champions because they got hurt last year. Never mind. I'm going to go with the best team in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks. And I think they'll beat the Kings, but I think they'll have an entertaining game. And that is your on-court look of Bucks and Kings. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA. Here's our betting preview of the Sacramento Kings at Milwaukee Bucks. As we record, Bucks a 6.5-point favorite. Some sixes on the board. That's where it's opened. Total at 236. This has been bet up a couple of points, 234.5, the opener last evening. ATS records, two pretty good teams, 15-7 for the Kings overall, 7-3 on the road, 6-4 in their last 10. The Bucks 13-9-1 overall, 9-5 on the home court, but 4-5-1 in their last 10 games. Both teams slight under teams too, 10-11-1. That's the total to the over there for the Kings, 11 unders, 10 overs, one push. The Bucks 13 unders, 10 overs. Kings been awesome Sunday. They're opening up a road trip here. Bucks winning their last time on the floor on Monday. Matchup-wise, they've hit the over in the series 9 straight in Milwaukee and 22 of 27 overall. However, the Kings, a little trend to the under here, under in 4 straight on the road, 5 straight when they've played teams with winning home records, and the Kings are 10-2 ATS in their last 12 following straight-up victories. Bucks mixed on the total here, over 5 straight at home, over in 4 of 5 on one day's rest, but under in 6 of their last 7, taking on teams with winning records. Here's a spot for the Kings, 1-6-1 in their last, the Bucks are 1-6-1 in their last 8 after a straight-up win. That 1-6-1 is against the spread. Bucks starting to get a little healthier here. Serge Ibaka, Marjan Beauchamp, both missing most of last week with an illness. They're probable tonight. Grayson Allen missed the last game, probable with a foot. Kings relatively healthy here. I'm leaning Bucks. You know, the early money splits between the two teams. Tickets are on the Bucks. It feels like a shorter home spread. Kings are solid, but they are a better home team. And the Bucks are as healthy as they've been all year long with getting the players back from illness in that week that Chris Middleton came back here. So I like the Bucks kind of playing the number here. I feel like it's a short number for them at home. And leaning the under here as well, series trends to go over. But, you know, these two team trends to the under, 236 does feel a little high in this spot. So I'm leaning on the under here. So Bucks and under would be the spots here, the leans in this one. More stack in the NBA previews, part of the Sports Betting Stack. Just search Sports Betting Stack on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking NBA previews here with the Kings and Bucks.